I'd like to call the Monroe City Council meeting, regular business meeting to order. This is Tuesday, April 1st, and at 7 p.m. Would you please go ahead and call call us to order, please?
Certainly.
I'm sorry, roll call, please. Thank you.
Took my chair.
Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Camp, Davis, and Gehring.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford, will you lead us in the pledge?
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember. The first item of business that I have this evening is to read a proclamation. So this is a proclamation, Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service. Whereas service to others is a hallmark of the American character and central to how we meet our challenges, and whereas the nation's mayors are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as a cost-effective strategy to meet city needs, and whereas AmeriCorps and Senior Corps address the most pressing challenges facing our cities and nations, from educating students for the jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families to preserving the environment and helping communities recover from natural disasters, and whereas national service expands economic opportunity by creating more sustainable, resilient communities and providing education, career skills, and leadership abilities for those who serve, and whereas national service participants serve in more than 70,000 locations across the country, bolstering the civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our economic and social well-being, and whereas national service participants increase the impact of the organizations they serve with, both their direct service and by recruiting and managing millions of additional volunteers, and whereas national service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen community impact and increase the return on taxpayer dollars, and whereas AmeriCorps members and Senior Corps volunteers demonstrate commitment and dedication and patriotism by making an intensive commitment to service, a commitment that remains with them in their future endeavors, and whereas the Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with mayors nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with mayors across the country to support the Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service on April 1st, 2014. Therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, Mayor of the City of Monroe, Washington, do hereby proclaim April 1st, 2014 as National Service Recognition Day and encourage residents to recognize the positive impact of national service in our city, to thank those who serve, and to find ways to give back to their communities. Okay, that's all that I have on the proclamation. We're now going to move to comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except for any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Is there anybody that would like to speak? Going once, going twice, seeing nobody here. Little on anybody coming forward to speak. We'll move on to the next item, student representative report.
So, like, two quick things in first, we have our talent show this Thursday at 7 o'clock, and it's in the pack, and admission is $3, and all proceeds and all the donations are going towards Free the Children, and we're hoping to sell, like, 500 tickets, and then, like, the acts are voted on based on, like, donations received and that kind of thing. Also, Friday morning we're having our third annual leadership breakfast at the high school, and it's kind of just like a recognition of student leaders that have been nominated by teachers and their fellow peers, and they have like an opportunity to get together and learn more, a little bit more about leadership, and also be like recognized for the things that they've been doing. And we have a couple speakers coming and a couple student speakers, and it's going to be really cool. Also, I don't know if you guys have heard about Trey Lauren. You probably have all heard the story, but I guess he's been doing pretty well, and they've started like the process of getting him back on his feet. He's out of the ICU, so I thought you guys would want to hear about that. And also, for one thing that's kind of like new with the high school. We're trying to like brainstorm different ideas for how we could fundraise for the OSO efforts. So like a couple of ideas have been like a sports tournament, and like people pay to play, but we also were thinking like we do like a powder puff game versus like Snohomish or something, and people could come watch, and it'd be really cool. But we're not like really sure where to start. So I was wondering if you guys had like any ideas, maybe like you thought like working with the community would be a good idea, or I don't know. But that was just
Councilmembers, do you have any? Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen, I'm sorry, Hanford.
I was in a meeting today earlier with some United Way reps, and also the funds have been just pouring in for OSO. Mm-hmm. And one of the concerns that a couple people had was, you know, when a major event happens like this, so many times the smaller needs of communities get kind of dropped off because everyone sees the big OSO thing, you know, the big thing in the news, and so they switch their funds around. So my suggestion would be focus more on the things that are needed around our community, because there are so much funds going towards OSO right now. Like I said, I came from a meeting earlier. That was one of the concerns that was brought up. So, for what that's worth, you may want to just partner with, you know, the Sky Valley Food Bank, or, you know, do something like that. Maybe focus more on that.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
Thank you, Councilmember Hanford. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And before we continue on with the consent agenda, I want to recognize that Councilmember Cuddeback came in during the reading of the proclamation. Also that I received a phone call from Councilmember, an email from Councilmember Gamble advising me that he'd be about 40 minutes late. And then lastly, that Councilmember Rasmussen will not be here this evening. So, Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and then seconded by Councilmember Gearing. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next item up is final action. This is AB 14057, adoption of ordinance number 005-2014, extending the interim sign code regulations, second and final reading. And Mr. Popelka.
Excuse me. Thank you. Here tonight for a second and final reading on the sign code. It's, as you recall, is to extend the interim regulations an additional 3 months, as late as July, to allow us time to finish tweaking and set up our enforcement. Be happy to take any questions.
Any council members have any questions? Okay, I don't see any. Excuse me, I don't see any questions. So, Councilmember Cuddeback.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 005-2014, renewing interim zoning regulations adopted under ordinance number 002-2013. Excuse
Second.
Me. And what? I know I paused. And codified in chapter 18.80 MMC signs.
So I will second.
So I have a first. I then have a second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Councilmember reports. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I was at the Pray for Trey event on... It's all been a blur. Well, whenever that was.
Wednesday last week.
Wednesday, thank you.
Yeah.
I got there late, but I was there, and just neat to see. Community. Mm-hmm. I was shocked at how many people were there. People were parked all the way down at the school. I mean, it was packed out. So it's very
they
good.
They raised over $3,000.
That's awesome. Very good. That's it.
Councilmember Cuddeback.
Nothing tonight. Thank you.
Councilmember Camp.
Nothing tonight.
Councilmember Davis.
Nothing for me.
Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. There's a gap
there's
right
a gap.
There. And
exactly. It was a pause, like Councilmember Cuddeback.
Yeah.
Along the same lines, just really excited to see and just proud of our community and the way they rally around things like that with specifically with Trail Orange, but you know, there's been some other things like that where, and again, and staff here at City Hall too, raising, I believe it was Adele's, right, on Friday?
Saturday.
It was Saturday. Support, who knows what town it could be or what issue it could be next. It could be us, and we would hope for that as well. So, love that this town supports, regardless of whether it's even Snohomish County people from all over. It's been pretty amazing seeing the news, and certainly appreciate all the people that are working there. It's like every news story is, and I don't know how you couldn't be exhausted in doing that. And the new pictures and the satellite photo and just the amount of work that still needs to be done. And so, I see some of the updates that we get. I guess I'd be a little bit curious if there were, I didn't know if you knew anything with regard to the countywide, but do they have a time frame for getting Highway 530 back open? Do they literally have to reconstruct it, or is it just, do they just have to pull the dirt away? I don't know if anybody knows that. Do they have to reconstruct?
Yeah, well, you said tonight on the news, the bed is the refrigerator
underneath. Okay. So they literally have to rebuild. I mean, that's not a small section of road either. So, my point being, I love the way that the larger community comes together, but specifically here in Monroe as well for the Trey Lawrence and the city employees being involved as well. I just wanted to say that is awesome and proud of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Diane.
The standard and poor's credit rating report is in your packet.
Thank you. Paul.
We had a couple of events last week on the comprehensive plan 2015, a half-day small group tour, some transportation-related, all around the county, and several meetings. We had a pretty good session Thursday night. Workshop had about 25 members of the public out with that.
Thank you, Paul. Chief. Brad.
Two things. One is, along with the 2015 comprehensive plan, we've selected the most qualified consultant to do the utility system plans, so we'll begin negotiating their contract with them, and I'll bring it to you in a couple of weeks. So you'll see that in the 22nd. Hopefully, we get that on the way. So second time for the comprehensive plan to be adopted in June of next year. The other one is, as we discussed last week, regarding the 0.2% sales tax increase to go to the voters from the Transportation Benefit District. While we tentatively scheduled a Transportation Benefit District Board meeting for Tuesday the 15th, and we have that start at 6:30 p.m. before this meeting.
Was it 6:30 or 6?
6:30 is
okay.
What we're planning on.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then if it runs over, we recess it. Hold the city council meeting and then finish up after the council meeting is over. So we'd be holding one on the 22nd, no, 15th to 22nd, and then the 6th of May. And that would allow us to get everything done in time to get to the August 5th election, which will allow us to start collecting sales tax if it passes on January 1st of 2015. Any questions about that?
Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. Brett, so the primary election ballot versus the general election ballot. So if we were to do it in the general election ballot, I'm just thinking, more voters trying to get more votes. Would that mean we wouldn't be able to collect then on January 1st? So
if we did it in the general election, the sales tax would start being collected on April 1st, and then we get our first sales tax in June.
Okay. Just bear with me. Just cost benefit of having just turnout in a primary in a odd year election.
In a simple majority.
Okay.
So not have to worry about any of
the I think there'll be more people voting in. There'll be some state representative. I'm sorry, this is an even year. What am I talking? But there are state senators. Is there even a Senate race?
Federal.
Yeah, there's a number of.
They'll ban exit.
Okay, but we would have to wait till April. Okay.
We'll also right. See what happens on the city's Murraysville running their election April 22nd.
Okay.
So we can see how.
There's nothing wrong with doing it, getting all the board stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And I certainly appreciate the plan for the primary. If it's more voters, I don't know, maybe there's a better chance of passing, right? So
that's something with transportation.
So okay, all right. Well, there we go. We'll discuss that time. All right, I appreciate it. All right, very good, very good. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Gene?
Just two quick things. The planning department's going to be holding interviews Thursday and Friday this week, I believe, for the associate planner position that council authorized. So we're moving forward on that. We also went out to RFP on plan review services, and we're waiting to receive those back. So that'll be a backup plan.
For planning services?
Yeah, for plan review services. Because that was one of the things that council asked for, and council asked for us to reach out to Kirkland, the city that we had an interlocal agreement in the past with for inspection services, and they do not help other cities anymore. That's not something they do because of their current staffing levels. So at any rate, we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's on that. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Why don't you go ahead and go over the agenda for next week and the extended
draft agenda for April 8th, 2014. Under announcements and presentations, we have Snohomish County Tourism Bureau. Amy Spain will be here with us. We have the consent agenda. And then under staff reports, we have Parks and Rec report and the Public Works report. And the draft agenda for April 15th. And Jane may be out to give council some updates on our lands.
Okay. And then for the extended agenda, one thing that will be added will be we'll put down a line for the TBD meetings, the Transportation Benefit District meetings. Is there anything that anybody would like to see on the extended agenda? Or, Gene, do you have anything that you'd like to point out? Okay. All right. Councilmember Cutterback.
So if you look on the April 8th on the bottom where it has the P4 committee, I have it says 4-7 and then it says 14 with a, I have 14 down, April 14th, because it's always the second Monday. That's what we scheduled it as. So does that clarify it, or do we?
You didn't know there was the second Monday or the Monday before the second Tuesday.
Technically, the 8th is the first Monday of the month. So the second Monday would
is
be
the 14th. Yeah, so it was my understanding it was always the second Monday. So it would be the 14th. So
we'll go ahead and we'll adjust that then.
Because if it's in my schedule, it must be right.
Anything else, Councilmember?
Yeah, anything else?
No.
Anything else? Okay, Councilmember Nairn.
Along those same lines, if we're having a TBD meeting at 6:30 on the 15th, we have supposed to have a committee meeting that night too. We may want who's on that? May want to consider whether or not we can maybe meet at a different time as well. So maybe we can figure that out, and we can if we're already going to, or maybe we're. I'll have trouble being here before 6:30 myself, but we can. Let's consider that like tentative as well on that specific date and time because of the TBD, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, we'll mark it down as tentative. All right, anything else on the extended agenda? Okay, just a little bit from my end. Last week I attended the meeting. 25 people were there. It was a good turnout. We were at the chamber in the basement. Our next meeting will be, is it April 29th? May 1st. Thursday at the middle school. So we'll be back at Park Place for the next meeting, and that will be focused on the park element of the comprehensive plan update. The other thing is that I learned on Friday about the event that Teresa Davis from our wastewater treatment plant felt inspired to put on, and so I went to that and was there for about 7 hours on Saturday. I think that she received about $4,000 in cash and checks from people just stopping by based on posts on Facebook, wow, for the most part, I think. She also had, I think, a truckload, probably the equivalent of a truckload and a half, of material that was taken up, and part of the material was taken up that morning. Colette Reams, who is with the hospital, was heading up that morning, so she swung by and picked up gear. I have a series of photos of the material leaving and of the material showing up, being received by the OSO fire chief. I then have a picture of Colette strapping gaiters with duct tape and rubber boots that had been placed in that truck that morning, and then a picture of all of the responders heading out the door. And there is a banner in whatever facility they were leaving. There's a banner that says, "Monroe stands by you." It's the last banner they see on the way out. There are a couple other banners in there too, but that's the last banner they see.
Nice.
It was very touching. I know that we give a lot in our lives. Sometimes the money goes into collection plates, or a check gets written, or a deduction out of your paycheck. I'll tell you, it was really profound to see the same day those things that you were doing actually being used and appreciated that same day. So Teresa Davis deserves some very good recognition for following through with something she felt compelled and moved to do, and that the community felt compelled and moved to respond. And I want to add to that, there were a lot of people doing things on Saturday as well. I know Sam's Cats and Dogs was doing something, Angels Among Us was doing something, and there was another group that was doing something that I was made aware of on Saturday. And as Councilmember Gehring pointed out, there were a lot of people responding in a number of different ways. And it's fitting that today I read a proclamation for volunteers. So anyway, I think with that said, I don't think I have anything else for this evening. So Councilmember Gehring.
I will move to adjourn.
Okay, first, I have a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Text Campbell.
I'll text
Why?
Him.
Text him.